I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Eleanor Roosevelt, Across a Barrier of Fear, is a one-woman play featuring Jane Van Boskirk. It traces the former First Lady's path from a muddy but rather troubled childhood to her influential and sometimes controversial place in American history. The play will be performed at the Wildest Theater in Springfield on Thursday, April 20th, in a benefit for Planned Parenthood, sponsored by the Eugene Weekly. Jane Van Boskirk joins me in the KLCC studios. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Sometimes it seems like we fight old battles over and over again, revisit old issues. So what issues in Eleanor Roosevelt's time are we now fighting again?
Well, there is war. Of course, she did join in once she realized the atrocities in Germany. And there is health care. It's something that she was very much in favor of for the underprivileged, the weak, the poor. And things like that are true of today. She also would very much be against a businessman. In fact, there's a quote from her book about how businessmen are more concerned about, you know, making money than ruling a country. And she tried to dissuade businessmen from getting into politics. She very much was for the people and would be rolling over in her grave now, I'm sure, with the changes that have come apart.
Even with all the changes, some of her accomplishments seem to have lasted. So where do you see her impact still happening today?
Oh, Social Security, very much so. And she wanted a fair wage for people. She very much cared about the blacks and their ability to rise above this poverty and get education. And she was very, very concerned about women's rights.
Why was she controversial in those times?
Well, a lady's place was in the home. You know, a lady only got her name in the newspaper when she was born, when she married, and when she died. But she believed in speaking up and carrying through ideas and goals she had in mind. And things like going to the coal mines and visiting the miners and learning about black lung disease. Cartoons made fun of her for doing that. And just her outspokenness. You know, she had a column in the newspaper every week, My Day, and she would come out against so many things, and people would say, "Franklin, why can't you control your wife's tongue?" And he'd say, "Well, I can control the government, or I can control Eleanor, but I can't do both." She was quite a character.
The title of this play was taken from a quote of hers, "Everything I did was always accomplished across a barrier of fear." In that quote, was she referring to her fears or the fears of society or both?
It was her fears primarily. Fear of speaking was her greatest fear because she was awkward. She thought herself as ugly. And it wasn't until she was 15 and went to London and studied under Mademoiselle Marie Sylvestre that she was able to talk politics, able to talk about boundaries and issues of fairness and justice. And Mademoiselle guided her and made her realize what a brilliant woman she really was.
Are there particular aspects of her character and her actions that you think are particularly relevant for those of us in 2017 to remember?
Eleanor believed that one should take care of the very neighborhood they live in, the very area of their schooling, their parks, where they work at the office, so to speak, and make sure that people have equal dignity, equal justice, and without discrimination. I hope that people will get strength from her to see that someone who had such a horrible childhood and such a low opinion of herself was able to raise above that and go on and do the truth. Everything I've ever done has always been across a barrier of fear. And every day I tell myself, Eleanor, today you must do the thing you think you cannot do.
Jane Van Boskirk, who stars in the one-woman play Eleanor Roosevelt, Across a Barrier of Fear at the Wilders Theater in Springfield on Thursday, April 20th at 7:30 p.m., sponsored by the Eugene Weekly. There will be an audience talkback after the show. All proceeds from the play will benefit Planned Parenthood of Southwestern Oregon. For more information, wilderstheater.com and janevanboskirk-eleanor.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.